I was asked to tell a little bit about testing the OpenSUSE distribution. My name is Holger Sickenberg and I'm part of the QA department of SUSE. So maybe we wait 1 minute, this the crowd is a little bit. Okay. So a short overview about my presentation. It's about the internal testing teams at SUSE. I tell you a little bit about the validation tests of the alpha versions, a little bit about the component and stress and kernel tests, about the beta and release candidates, and last but not least, about the community contribution and how we can support the community. Okay, the SUSE quality assurance, here our logo was founded in 2002, and as you can consider, we didn't have that much friends when we joined and began with our testing. Currently we have two testing teams. There's one team, the automation testing team, and the other one is the kernel testing team. The automation testing team is caring about the component tests, which cover packages and so-called areas. They care for the system tests, which are, for example, the networking and the applications. They are covering the virtualization and the so-called feature coverage, which is for every feature request, we call it, there must be defined a test if this feature is implemented and if it's working. And we call it the feature coverage test. You see at the kernel team, they have these feature coverage tests as well, but only for the kernel. And of course, they are responsible for all the kernel related tests on the system level and the driver. They are responsible for the certification tests and for the infrastructure. So I hope I'm not too fast, but I was asked to do it a little bit faster to not run out of time, because everybody wants to have a dinner. Yeah. Okay, the alpha validation. So every alpha we release on opensuse.org will be tested by us. And we do some, let me call it basic tests. So we test different types of installation. That means we try different patterns. We try the default KDE pattern. We try the default GNOME pattern, and we try to install all patterns. Then we try different methods of installing, CD or DVD, media kit, or several network installations. And of course we try on different architectures, for example x86 or x86-64. Then we test one update that is from the last released version. So currently it is from OpenSUSE 10.2 to OpenSUSE 10.3 Alpha 1.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people skip one version. Is there no idea of going one version back? So going from 10.1 to 10.3?
So we do this with the beta or the release candidate, okay. But we don't do it with the alphas.
Okay. If you do all this testing on the alphas, is it even necessary that I install them on my machine and do some testing if you tested it all?
Yeah, of course we have these different hardware things, so you have usually another hardware environment than I have, And so it is, of course, useful to test it on
various. And I guess you're doing rather some, okay, it installs and it boots, and so we can give it out and it won't eat everybody's data, but it's still important to test it, I guess.
Yes, of course, and as you see later, if a test run or a special test will not pass, that does not mean that this alpha will not be released. We just register what does not work and consider later.
Yeah, it's an alpha release after all.
Yeah, of course. So, additionally, we test the product registration, so the registration during the installation, and adding an update source during the installation. These are these two things which are done during the normal installation process. So, and there are the so-called special request tests. So, for every alpha, there can be requested special tests. For example, for the alpha 1, the GNOME paths have a new location and they are moved from the opt version to userlib, and so one special test at the alpha 1 has been should have an update and check if everything on this GNOME is still running after that update, this move of the directory of the path there. So we do some basic application tests that are in the area of ES2, Conqueror, Contact, Nautilus, Evolution, OpenOffice, Firefox. But these are really basic tests. So for example, for OpenOffice, we just open a document, edit it, save it, print it, such basic things. Or with Firefox, we just check if you can open a website, you can view a PDF, and does this thing. So to be sure that these basic things are working.
It does not instantly segfault.
Yes. Yeah, and we do for the kernel the LTP tests. Maybe they are known by you. So, as I said, we consider the results afterwards and determine if the build will really become the alpha. And if it's an alpha, we create the list of the most annoying bugs with our experience from the tests and then ship the alpha. So, with the beta and RC builds, we have of course a little bit more testing. There are the component tests, and we have different types there. Here's an example for the so-called area test. So area is in comparison to the next one, the so-called package test, not related to a special test package, but it covers an area of the distribution. And here, as an example, such a test case we take out of our test plan is to update from FTP. So that means start an update by booting from a CD or DVD and then use the FTP install server as source for the update. And then there's an expected result, and of course if the update process succeeds without any problems and all packages are updated to new version or release number, then this test passed and we can mark it as successful. In this package area it is really similar, but this test is in relation to a certain package, and in this example here it's for the Perl bootloader. We have to install it in that way as described here. Install the boot section on a primary partition, install the root partition on a logical partition, and the expected result is that automatically the bootloader gets installed correctly into the boot partition. So if that happens, this test case is marked, can be marked as they're successful as well. So here's a short overview about the automatic test suites that will be run by the kernel test team. I don't think it makes sense to describe all of them. It is just an overview and to give you an idea what's going on there. And with the limited time, I just go on. If you have questions to these test suites there, feel free to ask it afterwards or get in touch with me directly. So, the community contribution. So, the test cases from projects or the automatic test from projects would be really great to include in our test process. So if you have a project and have certain test cases to that project or to your package, then it would be interesting for us to include it into our test plans and to be sure that your package or your project will be tested in a good way as well. And if you have automatic tests, of course we are more happy to get them because then we do your tests as well. And if you can consider it is, we have a very long test plan, but we just cover a small part of all the packages we ship with the OpenSUSE distribution. And so it is very much work to create test cases, and it is much more work to create automatic tests. And so if there are test cases, much more easier for us to include them in that way. So the other way how the community can contribute is testing, of course. And as I said before, tests on various hardware. We have a lot of hardware in our testing department, but we don't have that much hardware that we can really cover all, and so it really makes sense to test the builds on your hardware and give your feedback. I'm sure we will find a lot of problems we wouldn't have found internally. Another thing is the community could take tests out from our internal test plan and do these tests on their own if they're interested. And maybe you know that Novell is using Testopia, which is an enhancement of Bugzilla for their test plans and covering their test results. And currently they are working and to make these Testopia part available for the community as well. And so we are looking forward if that would happen. Unfortunately, we don't know when the web team is succeeding in having these feature online. Of course, tests that will not be covered by this SUSE QA team, it would be good to have the tests done by the community as well. And the important thing, report your problems via Bugzilla, because we make the experience inside SUSE very often as well. So everybody thinks, oh, this is a problem everybody must discover very soon, and so I don't make a bug report, and I'm sure some problems would be fixed much more earlier when the bug report will be reported and the problem will be discovered early. So how can we support the community? If we publish our test plans and our test cases, show what we will test internally, and avenue for feedback to improve the tests, that would be something the community, from my point of view, would be happy about, and for test automation, not inside SUSE, but for example for test automation of your project, assistance with the automatic test scripts by us, or provide tools to develop and run external test cases and scripts. So we do have some tools or scripts that may be helpful for you, and I have two examples here. There's a project called Hamster. It is a hardware maintenance and share test automation tool, and this tool enables networking and tracking of local tests automation by grouping machines instead installing them all together via AutoJAS, run special test cases on them, and then collect the results. So the benefit is you don't have to install a machine and install another machine and install a third machine in the same way, and run this machine the same test cases, and then log into every machine and collect all the results with this tool. You can define the installation at one time, define which test cases has to be run on, start this mechanism with this tool here, and collect just results afterwards. This tool is on SourceForge available, and you can find the link to it in my OpenSUSE user page, which will be linked by the QA team, the QA team team page, or however the official name is there. And another example for such a tool is we have a library, I would say a small basic RP with common use functions, and it is available in different programming languages, for example in C or Perl, and a little bit in, or not completely, as far as I know, in Bash. But with this library you don't have to define your functions new in relationship which programming language you are using. You just use this library, and then you can take it as a base for your automatic test scripts, and don't have to care for these basic functions there. So this isn't open source so far, but if there would be interest, it would be possible to work in that direction to open source it as well. Okay, you can get in touch with us with the brand new testing mailing list at opensuse.org. You can subscribe there and get in touch with us, and as I said right before, on the QA team page on opensuse.org, you will find links to our user pages, and you can get in touch with us there as well. Okay, I hope that was fast enough. I think I'm quite in time, and maybe there are some questions open, so feel free to ask. So fine, everybody come to dinner in time. Thank you.